Welcome to In Your Corner, program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your first cousin. Wake up your second cousin. Wake up your auntie. Wake up your uncle. Wake up your mommy and your daddy, and let them know that In Your Corner is on there. Go wake them up now. We are beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever internet radio can be found. All right now, y'all, get up, get up, get them out the bed, sleepyhead. Come on now, get them out the bed. Y'all, wake them up, shake them hard, shake them to the right, shake them to the right. Let me go get my rooster. Yeah, let me go get my rooster. Shake them to the right. Come on, roosters, come on, rooster. Wake them up, roosters. Listen, I told y'all the other day that I don't want y'all way back there. They can't hear y'all back there. Come on out the chicken yard. Come out. You got to come out of the chicken yard. They can't hear y'all back there. I don't know what's y'all problem. Come on out. Come on. Come on up. Y'all just so slow. Y'all slow. Y'all worming now. Y'all worming. I'm going to have to give y'all some time off. Y'all taking way too long to get started. I got a schedule I got to keep here, y'all. Y'all taking long time. Bless y'all heart. Listen, let me just put y'all back up. Thank y'all. Thank y'all, roosters. Thank y'all. Y'all get y'all some more sleep. I think y'all need some more sleep. This is Slim and the Supreme Angels praising. This is a good song. Say praising.
Everybody,
you
ought to praise him. so happy when I mess around on stage all day. Hand got stuck to the gospel plow. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now.
All right, that was Slim and the Supreme Angels saying praise him. All right, you know what to do. You know what to do. Whatever is going on in your life, just praise him. Praise him when you're up. Praise him when you're down. Just praise him. You ought to praise him. He's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. Listen, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We're going to be reading this morning out of the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 8 through 10. Leviticus chapter 8 through 10. Reading along this morning with the Bible experience.
The Lord said to Moses, "Bring Aaron and his sons, their garments, the anointing oil, the bull for the sin offering, the two rams, and the basket containing bread made without yeast, and gather the entire assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting." Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly gathered at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Moses said to the assembly,
"This is what the Lord has commanded to be done."
Then Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water. He put the tunic on Aaron, tied the sash around him, clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. He also fastened the ephod with a decorative waistband, which he tied around him. He placed the breastpiece on him and put the Urim and Thummim in the breastpiece. Then he placed the turban on Aaron's head and set the gold plate, the sacred emblem, on the front of it, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and everything in it, and so consecrated them. He sprinkled some of the oil on the altar 7 times, anointing the altar and all its utensils and the basin with its stand to consecrate them. He poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. Then he brought Aaron's sons forward, put tunics on them, tied sashes around them, and fastened caps on them, as the Lord commanded Moses. He then presented the bull for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Moses slaughtered the bull and took some of the blood, and with his finger he put it on all the horns of the altar to purify the altar. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. So he consecrated it to make atonement for it. Moses also took all the fat around the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, and both kidneys and their fat, and burned it on the altar. But the bull with its hide and its flesh and its intestines, he burned up outside the camp as the Lord commanded Moses. He then presented the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Then Moses slaughtered the ram and splashed the blood against the sides of the altar. He cut the ram into pieces and burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. He washed the internal organs and the legs with water and burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord as the Lord commanded Moses. He then presented the other ram, the ram for the ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then he splashed blood against the sides of the altar. After that, he took the fat tail, all the fat around the internal organs, the long lobe of the liver, both kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh, and from the basket of bread made without yeast, which was before the Lord, he took one thick loaf with olive oil mixed in, one thin loaf, and he put these on the fat portions and on the right thigh. He put all these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and they waved them before the Lord as a wave offering. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them on the altar, on top of the burnt offering, as an ordination offering, a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. Moses also took the breast, which was his share of the ordination ram, and waved it before the Lord as a wave offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood from the altar and sprinkled them on Aaron and his garments and on his sons and their garments. So he consecrated Aaron and his garments and his sons and their garments. Moses then said to Aaron and his sons,
"Cook the meat at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and eat it there with the bread from the basket of ordination offerings, as I was commanded. Aaron and his sons are to eat it. Then burn up the rest of the meat and the bread. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your ordination are completed. For your ordination will last 7 days. What has been done today was commanded by the Lord to make atonement for you. You must stay at the entrance to the tent of meeting day and night for 7 days and do what the Lord requires, so you will not die. For that is what I have been commanded."
So Aaron and his sons did everything the Lord commanded through Moses. On the 8th day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron,
"Take a bull calf for your sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. Then say to the Israelites, take a male goat for a sin offering, a calf and a lamb, both a year old and without defect for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for a fellowship offering to sacrifice before the Lord, together with a grain offering mixed with olive oil, for today the Lord will appear to you."
They took the things Moses commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the entire assembly came near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said,
"This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you."
Moses said to Aaron,
"Come to the altar and sacrifice your sin offering and your burnt offering and make atonement for yourself and the people. Sacrifice the offering that is for the people and make atonement for them as the Lord has commanded.
So Aaron came to the altar and slaughtered the calf as a sin offering for himself. His sons brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger into the blood and put it on the horns of the altar. The rest of the blood he poured out at the base of the altar. On the altar he burned the fat, the kidneys, and the long lobe of the liver from the sin offering, as the Lord commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burned up outside the camp. Then he slaughtered the burnt offering. His sons handed him the blood, and he splashed it against the sides of the altar. They handed him the burnt offering piece by piece, including the head, and he burned them on the altar. He washed the internal organs and the legs and burned them on top of the burnt offering on the altar. Aaron then brought the offering that was for the people. He took the goat for the people's sin offering and slaughtered it and offered it for a sin offering as he did with the first one. He brought the burnt offering and offered it in the prescribed way. He also brought the grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar in addition to the morning's burnt offering. He slaughtered the ox and the ram as the fellowship offering for the people. His sons handed him the blood, and he splashed it against the sides of the altar. But the fat portions of the ox and the ram, the fat tail, the layer of fat, the kidneys, and the long lobe of the liver, these they laid on the breasts, and then Aaron burned the fat on the altar. Aaron waved the breasts and the right thigh before the Lord as a wave offering, as Moses commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hands toward the people and blessed them. And having sacrificed the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offering, he stepped down. Moses and Aaron then went into the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron,
"This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, 'Among those who approach me, I will be proved holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.'"
Aaron remained silent. Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aaron's uncle Uziel, and said to them,
"Come here. Carry your cousins outside the camp, away from the front of the sanctuary."
So they came and carried them, still in their tunics, outside the camp as Moses ordered. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons Eleazar and Ithamar,
"Do not let your hair become unkempt, and do not tear your clothes, or you will die, and the Lord will be angry with the whole community. But your relatives, all the house of Israel, may mourn for those the Lord has destroyed by fire. Do not leave the entrance of the tent of meeting, or you will die, because the Lord's anointing oil is on you."
So they did as Moses said. Then the Lord said to Aaron,
"You and your sons are not to drink wine or other fermented drink whenever you go into the tent of meeting, or you will die. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, so that you can distinguish between the holy and the common, between the unclean and the clean, and so you can teach the Israelites all the decrees the Lord has given them through Moses."
Moses said to Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar, and Ithamar.
Take the grain offering, left over from the food offerings prepared without yeast, and present it to the Lord, and eat it beside the altar, for it is most holy. Eat it in the sanctuary area, because it is your share and your son's share of the food offerings presented to the Lord, for so I have been commanded. But you and your sons and your daughters may eat the breast that was weighed and the thigh that was presented. Eat them in a ceremonially clean place. They have been given to you and your children as your share of the Israelites' fellowship offerings. The thigh that was presented and the breast that was weighed must be brought with the fat portions of the food offerings to be waved before the Lord as a wave offering. This will be the perpetual share for you and your children as the Lord has commanded.
When Moses inquired about the goat of the sin offering and found that it had been burned up, he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons, and asked,
"Why didn't you eat the sin offering in the sanctuary area? It is most holy. It was given to you to take away the guilt of the community by making atonement for them before the Lord. Since its blood was not taken into the holy place, you should have eaten the goat in the sanctuary area as I commanded."
Aaron replied to Moses,
"Today they sacrificed their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. But such things as this have happened to me. Would the Lord have been pleased if I had eaten the sin offering today?"
When Moses heard this, he was...
All right. That's our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 8 through 10. May God bless those who have read his holy word. All right, y'all. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time now. Come on, y'all. Let's gather around the altar. Y'all know how we do it. Come on, mama, daddy, sister, brother, niece, nephew, who all is in the house, whoever is in the house, everybody that's in the house. Come on, y'all. Everybody hold hands. Everybody hold hands. It won't take that long. Come on. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you for who you are, the God who hear and you still answer prayers. Thank you for waking us up early this morning and for clothing us in our right mind as we've started out this day. Thank you for our food, clothing, our shelter. Thank you, dear God, how you have been blessing us over and over and over again. And Lord, we do want to lift up our country before you, dear God. We want to lift up our president. Lord, we ask that you will be with him and his family. Lord, protect them from any hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we pray that you will give him wisdom and knowledge and understanding in order to lead the country in the way that you would have it to go. We pray that you will surround him, dear God, with some godly men, godly women. Give him some godly advisors, that they can give him some good godly advice. Advice that's coming from you, oh God. Then, Lord, we pray for the congressmen and the senators, dear God. We ask that you will lead and guide and direct them as well, dear God, so that they can be making laws that's based upon the word of God. And any law that is not of thee, dear God, we ask that you would just cancel it out, dear God. And if it's already in effect, dear God, we ask you to cancel it. And those that are trying to become laws, we ask, dear God, that you won't even let it happen. You can do that because you got all power in your hands. Lord, we pray for our Supreme Court justices, dear God. We pray that you will just be involved in the decision-making process, dear God, so that they can enforce laws and implement laws that is of thee, dear God. Lord, we pray for all that's in authority today. We pray for our governors, our mayors, our city councilmen. We pray for our supervisors and managers on our jobs, dear God. For you, the word tells us to pray for those that's in authority so that we can lead a quiet and a peaceful life. And Lord, we pray for all our workers today, dear God. Be with those that are working in hard places, dear God. Give them the strength, dear God. Lord, we don't ask you to move our mountains. We just ask you to give us the strength to climb them. So touch in a mighty way. Bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of. And Lord, we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done read our scriptures. 9 o'clock on the wall. Let's stand. That's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning on In Your Corner. It's just nothing like it. It's nothing like just getting up early in the morning, having a good devotion. Now listen, you go back and read some of these scriptures now. Amen. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you apply them to your everyday life. All right, now let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready now for that early morning sermon now. We'll play a couple of commercials, and then we'll put that early morning sermon on for you. Oh, the scripture says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. At 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, a look in the book. 10 o'clock, a program called Unshackled. 11 o'clock, a deeper look in the book. And 12 o'clock, a missed in these programs. Guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker about us. Because we are in your corner.